This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran has fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles at three Iraqi bases that house U.S. troops, according to the Pentagon. VOA correspondent Carla Babb broke the story late Tuesday when she was told the Al-Asad airbase was hit by rocket fire. The Pentagon later said the Erbil airbase and Camp Taj were also targeted and that both were struck by ballistic missiles. A spokesman says it is clear the missiles were fired from Iran. There's no word of damage or casualties, but the Pentagon says it is working on initial battle damage assessments. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump has been briefed and is consulting with his national security team. Both the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense have arrived at the White House. All three bases had been on high alert after Iran threatened to strike back after last week's targeted killing of its top general, Qassem Soleimani. The Pentagon says we will take all necessary measures to protect and defend U.S. personnel, partners, and allies in the region. An Iraqi security source told CNN there are casualties among the Iraqis at Al-Asad airbase following the attack. It's not yet known whether those casualties are wounded or killed. Iranian state media reported earlier Tuesday a stampede at the funeral for the top military commander, Qassem Soleimani. At least 32 people were killed and 190 others injured. Tens of thousands had gathered to honor Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman before his burial. Following similar ceremonies this week in Tehran and other cities, the state media report said the burial was postponed following the stampede. You can follow this breaking story and more on our website, voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vazquez declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard on Tuesday after a series of earthquakes, including one of magnitude 6.4, struck the Caribbean island in U.S. territory. Yahaira Yakis reports.
A powerful earthquake struck Puerto Rico before dawn Tuesday, killing at least one person and knocking out power across the island, according to authorities and media. Now, a state of emergency has been declared, and Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vazquez has activated the National Guard. In the southern town of Guanica, homes and buildings collapsed, while others were torn off their foundations after the 6.4 magnitude quake hit, followed by a series of strong aftershocks. Puerto Rico has been rocked by a flurry of quakes in recent days, including one on Monday. Video after that quake showed cars crushed by homes that had collapsed.
That's Reuters' Yahaira Yakes reporting. Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York is underway after a judge denied a defense request for a delay. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Judge James Burke ordered jury selection to begin as scheduled, rejecting a request by defense attorneys for a cooling-off period. Weinstein's lawyers questioned the timing of new charges that were brought Monday by prosecutors in Los Angeles. The judge also denied a prosecution request to revoke Weinstein's bail and jail him until the trial is over. Weinstein is charged in New York with raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room and forcibly performing a sex act on another woman. In L.A., he's charged with sexually assaulting two women. I'm Mike Hempen.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in has said in an annual address Tuesday that there is a desperate need for practical ways to improve ties with North Korea. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
Moon Jae-in used the annual address to say there's a, quote, desperate need for improving ties with North Korea, and said he regrets the lack of progress in negotiations.
In a time of deadlock in U.S.-North Korea talks, and where we're even concerned about a step backward in inter-Korean relations, we're in desperate need of practical ways to improve cooperation between the Koreas.
Moon added that he was ready to travel to Pyongyang again and repeatedly meet with reclusive leader Kim Jong-un if necessary. Over the new year, Kim promised a new weapon was coming in the face of, quote, gangster-like pressure from the United States. But he signaled there was still room for dialogue with the U.S., something Moon said on Tuesday must continue, adding provocations and threats are not helpful for anyone.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.